I could say a lot of things about the organ.
Of course, you have a very great interest, I guess.
He knows a lot about the register of the organ. He knows his keyboard well, and he knows his stops well.
Uh-huh.
In other words, he handles the organ well. You would refer to it that uh-huh. way.
And so as you say, that broadly speaking, he's well trained in...
Yeah, in music.
Now,
so Jane, if she'd just get a little more expression.
Yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh. It's just too bad about Jane. She's such a marvelous reader. Oh, I wish I could read like that girl does.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and yet I'm kind of disappointed.
But as she, there's something lacking. Don't you ever tell her that.
I'll be careful not to.
I don't like to be critical because her music is a monotone. She fails to use that feeling in her music.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever noticed her playing?
No, I haven't, but I know, and I don't think her mother, my sister, is that way.
No,
she's got more expression.
I dropped into the Nazarene church up here,
uh-huh.
and she played one time.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I noticed she played with a lot of feeling and
uh-huh.
expression.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of people comment on your sister's playing.
Oh,
yeah.
She's all right. That's her style of playing. Our brother is really a talented musician.
He is?
Yes.
I see.
Brother Byron. Not that my sister has no talent.
I understand.
For what she's invested in it, I think she's quite good.
Some people are more talented than the others. For instance, my mother was a very good player,
uh-huh.
but my brother and my sister never catered to it at all.
Oh.
They just barely learned to play some little things.
Uh-huh.
So I inherited, I guess, all the talent of music from my mother.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's certainly wonderful. We were talking about church matters. Now, the incarnation of evil, the name we give to that being.
The devil.
Mm-hmm. Are there other terms for it that are
they call him Satan.
Uh-huh.
And what else could we call him?
The old man, maybe, or...
Yeah. I don't know whether you can call him anything else or not.
Well, now, these unseen presences around Halloween, I guess I'm just kind of fishing for a general expression.
Well, you might say mischief. Some people probably say that's the work of the devil.
Uh-huh. But aside from the devil, these other unseen presences around, we call them, there are various terms for them.
Trick or treat.
That occupy maybe a house that the people are afraid to go into. What do you call a house if people are afraid to go into?
Oh, haunted houses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what do you say occupies these houses?
A ghost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. If you agree strongly with something, what would be the basic way you'd respond?
Something that I would agree
with
strongly.
Yeah, if you agree strongly, then you're agreeing with somebody quite strongly.
Well, I certainly approve of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be the typical greeting question that you would use to people?
A greeting question?
Yeah, when you see them, a kind of greeting and an inquiry, a kind of standard inquiry.
Oh, well, how are you today?
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And upon being introduced, you might say to a stranger,
how do you do, or something like that.
And an invitation to return, for a return visit. The stranger, you might say.
Well, when it's convenient, I'd be happy to have you call.
Come again or
come again, yeah.
Now, what's the characteristic greeting? There might have been some change, I don't know. A characteristic greeting at Christmas time.